Audio rolling, mic check, 1-2, 1-2, what it do? What's happening? It's your boy, Maker with the fucking Don told me what Kenobi, Rodney Twin Tweezy.
You're
coming to you live from the Shark Stream.
Yeah.
See how flawless that was? I had to mentally practice that while I was at work.
It's been a long time coming.
Hold up, since when is this shooting going on 7? Has it always been on
7? Yeah.
I thought it was on 1 or 2.
No. One or two is.
And then, you what?
Yeah. These two are
tripping.
We got some hot topics flying at you guys today. Shout outs to Wild Leap Craft Beer Lemonade. I got other versions of it too, but the lemonade version is what we're chugging today.
This episode, we're worried about you.
We are worried about you, man. So, waited for everybody that was gonna watch catch up and everything. You season 3 dropped the 15th of October. I remember that because the 15th was just a crazy 15th. So many projects dropped. The punk dropped. Mac Miller's shit released. My mom's birthday was the 15th. Shout outs to moms.
To moms, my mom got in a car accident. She's good though. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It was on the 15th. Like, yeah, the 15th was
a healthy
was quite a day.
Yeah,
yeah, crazy day, very jam packed. But you, season 2 dropped. I watched season three dropped on the 15th. I watched that shit in like 2.5 days. See, so now, like, not even now, I understand the concept of like
sociopath.
That's not what I was about to say. The concept of like sometimes it's good. I wish things drop 2 episodes at a time. Not just one. Sometimes one is like, I feel like I need more content. I wish they didn't drop all the U episodes at one time, so I could have weaned it out a little bit more. Because them episodes be long, man. True. They, I do enjoy that. But they give you content. They give you like, some of them episodes be like an hour, 10 minutes long. But yeah, watch that shit. 2.5 days, maybe 3. I don't even know where to. Where to start. So
I mean, R.I.P. Love,
man.
Fuck love.
Fuck love.
I know everybody's
fuck love.
Ugh. It's just, it took her 10 episodes and what, 4 murders to understand that it was Joe, not her.
What
bitch? What the hell?
What is her, not Joe? What you talking about?
What you mean?
What you mean? They're both the bad guys.
You what?
Wait, two antagonists. Two antagonists, two menacing people with like great evil mindsets. It's just that Marianne's monologue did make me realize we cannot forget Joe is the carpenter. He's the mastermind of evil, and the show likes to manipulate its viewers into thinking he is safe or sane from judgment. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You always gotta remember that. And I know we don't give excuses to love because the way Love acted in season 3 was way too reckless. She didn't have to smack Gil and lead him to his own suicide. She didn't have to lock the two radical couples.
She did not have to hit that bitch in the face with an axe. So this is my thing. This is why I disagree with you. There was so much that happened in that first fucking episode. So,
for real,
Joe is like, "Damn, am I about to cheat on my wife? I guess I'm about to cheat on my wife." And he goes to cheat on his wife, and he's like, "Actually, I don't think I am going to cheat on my wife." Now that shit is fucked up. That, what was it? He was having sex with her. And then he was holding the fucking bras and shit.
Yes,
that shit was OD.
That shit was OD. Why? What?
You dirty bitch.
Y'all think he cheated on love with her?
He didn't, but it was just the concept. Okay. It's just the concept. Yeah. Like that's cheating in his own way. That's cheating in his own way. That does not excuse love taking an axe. How you do that? Why your shit black?
I threw on a smart invert because I got a red face.
Oh,
I couldn't really see.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it helps to counteract the red.
Let me see what the fuck.
Yo, that's crazy. That's dope, bro.
Hey, yo, what? Yo, no, technology dope. Crazy. You can really see the fucking screen. That's fucking crazy. I didn't know that shit. But, yeah, like, that doesn't excuse Love taking the axe to that woman's neck, which is how everything spiraled out of control in the first place. Indeed. That, Joe never had, well, even though this shit was fucked, Joe still never had sex with anybody else. Love was fucking with that 19, 20-year-old dude, Theo. And literally, like, the second, from the moment.
He was annoying. I'm sorry.
From the moment she brought that nigga.
Both them bitches deserve to die.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Who? What do you mean both?
Both.
Who? Wait.
Theo and Love.
I don't think Theo deserves to die. I think Theo just
deserves to die. Theo was annoying.
Theo was a victim.
He deserved to die because he let himself be a victim.
But he knows you're like 2019. You know, you gotta let him. Yeah, you gotta let the young niggas, you know.
Because he got daddy issues.
True. But he's young.
She was a predator.
Bro, literally, like, this, from the second she brought this nigga up and then he reappeared in the fucking shop and he was flirting with her, I was literally like, bro, they're gonna have sex because if you don't actually want to fuck with this nigga, you'd be like, bro, get the fuck out of my face. I'm not gonna continue to talk to you. Now you giving this nigga a job at the fucking bakery and shit. And
All those Uber rides.
Yeah, bro, when Joe was like, bro, what the fuck going on with Uber rides?
Uber rides.
I mean, he was like, oh, I've just been calling Theo Ubers.
You what?
Like, I was like, oh, no, it's over with. They're literally gonna bang. Like, that shit was so fucked. I felt so bad. Joe went out to that fucking hunting trip and opened up his shit.
Oh my god, that shit was crazy.
I knew that was gonna happen, but yeah. I was like, bro, yeah, like he's yeah, actually yeah. gonna open up on some, like, because I've been in that position before, not per se that exact, like, I feel that way in a lot of scenarios, especially like team building exercises. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, I'm over this shit, but then when you actually do shit, it'd be like, oh damn, no, I actually kind of needed this. This nigga went on a whole hunting trip and shit, came back with a bow and arrow, and his fucking wife. Fuck the neighbor and shit. The neighbor's son.
That's why I don't open up. That's why I keep. That's why I keep toxic masculinity going.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't open up.
Just the way Theo just talked made me. He had this fake nervousness. I think he really found himself to be like a young macho dude, but he kept hiding it with this nervousness around Love. Like,
he was like a broken ass.
He was in a tough position as a stepson or whatever the hell you want to call it, but you're right. Nah, Ron's right. He was annoying as shit, and every time he was on screen trying to, like, impress Love, I could just see the annoyance. He was such a nuisance.
Bro.
He didn't deserve to die, though. That's my opinion. I'm glad he didn't.
I said the same. That's why I was like, I don't think he deserved to die. I think he was just annoying. I didn't think he deserved to die.
My nigga Joe was trying, man. He was doing what he needed to do.
That's the thing about Joe.
He started to go AWOL because of actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, not that none of it was his fault, but that shit was his fault. He was little, what the fuck happened? What was that little bit of conversation that they had in the beginning of that episode when we found out Love killed that girl? He was like, what did he say? What are we supposed to do? Well, we need a story. And she was like, I don't know. She got depressed and she killed herself.
Oh, yeah.
With an axe. I was so angry. I was like, yo.
Like, you could see it in his face. He was so upset.
I think it was crazy because after a while, she started to catch on. She was like, oh, do you just have a story for everyone you kill? Or, you know, do you always have something lined up? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, he's literally trying to save the fucking relationship so you don't go to jail, bitch.
What was it? She was like, he was like, okay, we can take the body, drop it off in this fucking thing. They're going to build a house over here, lay the foundation. She'll be buried under concrete. Nobody will find her. You just find places to just bury bodies. I was literally leaving from burying a body and I had to come up with another plan for something you did, bro. That shit was so fucking
ugh. Y'all like Marianne?
Aggravating.
That's a character?
Marianne, who's that? That's the...
See? Well, I was just...
Is that the black girl?
She must be forgettable then.
That's the black...
Yes. The librarian.
I knew they were, I knew her I and Joe were going to fuck. I knew her and Joe were also going to fuck. From this, from the actual very first episode, that when he walked into the library, I was like, she's too attractive to just be a side character. Like, you know. Like,
they showed her a lot of screen time initially, and it was just like, oh yeah, she's going to be something.
I did, and when she like revealed that she was like, I was like, oh yeah, she's going to play like super hard to get, strong, independent black woman. And Joe stands
in the aisle. She gonna fold with Joe and be like, I voted for Obama. I would have voted for a third term. Folded.
What conversation did they have when I was like, oh yeah, they definitely gonna fuck.
You it was there, Joe? That's when I saw it. She was fiddling with her damn necklace.
Yeah. But before that, it was the when they had the conversation about something about black. It was like the concept of like white women disappearing and then like disproportionately black women are like looked for, anybody of any other like race. They were getting on Joe and Joe said some shit about like, nigga, I was poor too. I was broke. And they were like, what are you talking about? He was like, nah, I really grew up in an orphanage. I was really on some like poor shit. He was like, oh, I didn't know that. I was like, oh yeah, he definitely about to get them cheeks. I didn't know it was going to be like that. That shit was just so like crazy. I'm very happy she didn't die. Very happy she didn't die. If she died, I would have been quite upset.
Hey, man. She didn't do nothing. No, like, Joe, for real. He I believe he really would have voted for Obama for a third time because he also didn't kill any of the black female characters.
So he's had two black girls.
Say what you want about Joe. Motherfucker ain't racist.
He has had two black girlfriends that are still alive to this day.
He is a serial killer.
He dated a black chick in season one.
Yeah.
And then, because he was dating. He was dating. Her name. He was dating
she
her.
Had short hair. Mm-hmm. She was kind
of
like
for a short period of time.
Yeah,
then,
it was like it was. There was quick.
A,
it wasn't like
there was a scene.
The point where they all met up. Mm-hmm. Her, Joe, and
Kate,
Beck, right?
Yeah, Beck.
Do you remember like there was like they were walking and then like she sent Joe a text message. They went to go, her. The black girl and Joe were like out on the streets or something like that, and they ran into like Beck, and then Joe was like, whatever, I'm over this shit. And he kept walking, and she sent him a text message, and he opened it, and his rent receipts were on or some shit like that. And she was like, ah, I got you. Your rent receipts are on. And he was like, fuck. And then like, he started like fucking he started fucking Beck again or some shit like that. I don't know. I vaguely remember
like me.
Honestly,
said,
too,
so.
It took me till season two to realize, oh, Beck really did die. Like, the way she went out was so quick and swift, I really thought he didn't kill her. It was just like some sort of cliffhanger. But no, that bitch died.
Yeah, she really did.
He really just snatched her out the camera, and that was the last time you saw Beck. Yep, I was like, oh.
No, yeah, no, because they said, I knew she died at least at the end of that first season, because the dude she was fucking, like, her psychiatrist or some shit like that, Joe blamed her death and disappearance on him, and he ended up going to jail.
Right,
yeah.
Full House guy, right? I remember him.
It's so fucked, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, Joe is the villain, but they be making Joe the villain, man. Like, they be putting him in these fucked up situations.
They
know who he is.
They be putting that nigga, but they see who he really is.
Like, you is the embodiment of how many times do I have to teach you this lesson? Like, they constantly make Joe this person. I'm convinced that Joe wants to be better.
He does.
But
Joe wants
he does.
And but he can't because of the people around him.
Yes. This is literally why how his life seems to work. Yo, that whole second season.
He can't be better because of the people around him.
Like, literally not the whole third season, but like from the point after they get out of like psychiatry, after they go to like the marriage counselor and shit, and Joe's trying to do better. I don't remember what sent Joe down that fucking rabbit hole again, specifically with the black chick. It had to be something that Love had like done or something along those lines, because it was like, I was like, oh damn, he's actively, like you said, he's actively trying to be better. Like, that's all a nigga be wanting sometimes. Like,
yeah,
you know, nigga, at least to try to be better, but like, Love literally had this nigga so fucked.
Love ruined this nigga.
So I was so upset. Bruh. Multiple times, bruh. Like, when she hit that nigga, did that nigga die? Yeah, they killed him, right?
Who are we talking about?
The fucking
Ryan. The newscaster.
No, what happened? They, not the newscaster nigga, the other nigga that she fucking slapped upside the head.
Gil?
Gil, yeah.
Gil, oh my God.
How did he die? Oh, but he was sad. He committed suicide.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Because that it turns out crazy. His son was the man, the person who did that sexual harassment.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah.
So, and the way love manipulated him into doing it. So she really is responsible for his death.
Yes!
Think about it.
She's literally a piece of shit.
Think about it. Love fucking sucks.
Yes, I was literally like, bro, no. She's like the worst, bro. Like. Joe trying to actively be better.
An awful human being.
Mm-hmm. I just really like that table scene.
She's an awful. When they were just sitting down talking together.
Yeah, when it was that was the climax. Mm-hmm. When I knew it was like it's two sinister evil mind people against each other. I'm like, who's gonna win?
They both gotta be Scorpios.
I mean, like, put it.
That shit was so hilarious. He was like, oh, you didn't think I know about your plant shit, huh? Bitch, I'll be watching you.
I didn't either till they were saying you didn't think I was watching you. What you were growing in the garden, bro? I was like, oh, and they showed the garden plenty of times.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
bro, the perfect.
Why is it the first fucking Google?
Love Clint is she's a Leo.
That makes fucking sense.
Oh boy,
that makes fucking sense.
Damn, she died tough, man. I felt her pain when he stuck her with that.
He's a cancer. He's a cancer. Yo, Joe is a cancer.
He's a cancer. He's a sun cancer and a rising Gemini.
That actually makes so much sense in the sense that she's a Leo and he's a Cancer.
Yeah.
The fact that they were literally on the same energy type shit. Mm-hmm. And the fact that...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
This is excellent, right?
It's a great season. So, should we order the best, like, if okay, you were to say which best seasons or something?
Season 2 is the best season. So season 2 is hands down the best season. Season 1 is great. Season 3 is really solid, especially from, like, I love the way they go from, like... Season 3, he spends the entirety of season 3 in a relationship with one person. Versus in season 1, he's trying to get the girl. Season 2, he's trying to, like, I don't know, get the girl in. Be just in season 3, we get to see Joe in, like, full, like, relationship mode and go through the full, like, not full ups trauma. And downs of that, but, yeah, all the trauma that comes with that. Season 2, I love so much, though, because we get to get, like, I love the fact that Joe is, like, I'm actually not trying to be on fuck shit, like, holistically this time. Because in season 2, he didn't go into season 2 in a relationship. He's actually trying to start new. He falls in love with love and shit. But he's literally like, I'm not trying to be a bad guy. I'm not trying to go down this path. And I haven't watched season 2 in a minute, but I just love that segment of time when he, my favorite scene in you is, I can't remember how the deal ended up working out, but, like, when he got his finger cut off by that, like, random dude, and he was like, yeah, I don't got the money, and dude was like, oh, okay, come here for a second. He just cut his finger off, and he was like, you'll get this back when I get my money. That shit was so wild to me. I was like, yo, this nigga just got his finger cut off. That shit was crazy. Shit. And that whole two or three episode period when he was hanging out with Love's brother. What is that nigga's
40.
Name? 40. 40. And he was like, man. 40 got this nigga geeked.
Yeah.
And he
was going to kill him.
But when he goes back to the box and that girl is dead, and he's like, yo, I did not do this. Like, I know. Did I do this? And he ends up backtracking all that shit, and then that plot twist to come around that, like, no, love went to go kill that girl because, and it all comes back to the same concept as what's going on in, like, this love season. Love, like, Joe was like, I remember literally being like, based on my memory, Joe was trying to do all this shit so he could let the girl out the box and she could go on about her life and he could just, like, get that shit and leave that shit alone. And he was like, all right, I did all the shit I had to do. And then he comes back and she's fucking dead. Now he's literally, like, questioning his... He's like, am I still a fucking bad person murdering ass nigga? Because, like, I know I didn't do this, but I don't remember anything. Like, that shit was crazy. And then that crazy scene, I mean, they showed it again in season 3, but that crazy scene where Joe, like, he comes back, and then Love is like, yeah, I did this shit. And Joe's like, oh, no, bitch, you gotta go. That nigga immediately grabbed that hook. And she was like, yo, I'm pregnant. He was like, yo, I guess I can't kill you.
He should have, and you should have. And Love made a good point.
Mm-hmm. She did, literally. She was like,
if I wasn't pregnant, you would have ended me right there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I say yes. Yeah. Of course, Joe said no. No, I wouldn't.
But yeah, he was definitely he was about to hit her with that. Yeah. It was a hook.
She deserved that. Yeah. It was a hook, bro.
It's cool because it's how it really ended in season three in the same way. Like the aspect of she would have definitely killed him if he didn't get out of that shit. If you can't love me, then you can't love anyone else.
I think he got that protagonist shield though. I know he took those adrenaline pills. He took a shit ton of them. But who's to say if he was just a side character, not the main character that happened to him?
No, of course not.
He would have not gotten his movement back, and she would have sliced him.
Because there was so much shit that they were doing while I was watching. I was like, bro, like that whole season three, I was like, I feel like there are just certain things that y'all aren't covering, like certain bases y'all aren't covering, because there's no... I was like, y'all have to get caught, like, somewhere along the lines, bro. Like, y'all literally are just too bold with that shit. Love literally had that shit so fucked, bro. I was like, damn, you just, like... Thank God it took that nigga that long. Thank God it took him that long in order to find out what the fuck was going on. Yeah. So, but, like, yeah, nah, that shit was about to get fucking hectic. I was like, bro, this shit is getting intense. If you walk into your house and it's not Thanksgiving or a special holiday and your wife is sitting there with a full turkey dinner that she pulled out the oven, just assume you're probably going to die. That's the first thing I said. I mean, I knew, of course, love had like found whatever out, but I was like, there's never a situation where I walk into my house and my wife or girlfriend has made a turkey dinner. Like, it's just two of us.
A full course meal.
Literally, a whole turkey fresh out the oven.
Principal at this point. That's the second time they just left the ball.
You definitely have to raise some red flags.
Yeah, I would have literally been like, oh yeah, she's going to kill
me. You got to ask some questions.
Like, it's only two of us. It's only two of us that live here. Why is there a whole turkey right now? Only two of us.
Is this my last meal, baby?
Yes. Like, why couldn't you just make turkey wings?
Like, yeah, you made a full. Oh my God.
He missed, and they called foul.
Yeah. She made a full turkey, Joe. You're about to die. Like, whatever's about to go on.
That's it for you, bro.
She thought ahead enough to fucking put the shit in the knife. Explode the whole but not house. Enough to know that Joe is Joe. So, I don't
dang.
Know.
And kudos to Love's mom. She is savage as fuck for burning down that whole, that whole property. That shit was wild. Walked off from that burning field like nothing. With Henry in her fucking hand. Oh my gosh.
Tweaking, man. Mom was fucking crazy. She even fucking told Love about herself. I love that fucking scene.
Oh yeah,
and there were multiple scenes. Even when she came back and she was like, "So you just left me here and miss your kid's first steps to go fuck the fucking teenage nigga next door? How did you know that, nigga? I'm your mom."
Like, oh, and did y'all like what's her name? The crazy couple.
No, they were funny.
Twitter erased her. She was annoying.
She was annoying. Fuck, yeah. I didn't like that. Yo, that scene. What did that nigga say? Look at my dick, bro. When they had sex. And Joe was like, bro, what the fuck?
Bro,
the
scene when they were doing the meeting was so fucking hilarious, bro. When they were like laying down all the lines at that little at her little shop. And then she was like, well, are you okay with fucking her? And then Joe was like, no.
But immediately.
It was the funniest shit. And Love said at the same time.
Before he even got there, it was the, so what is it? Carrie asked Love, so me and you are good? She's like, yeah. And then Joe, are you cool with having sex with Terry? And Joe was like, yeah, I guess. Are you cool with having sex with Carrie? I was like, oh, fuck, though. And then Terry was the one that was like, all right, we can talk about this, but I'm not.
Love was like, of course. Joe was like, oh,
no.
No,
fuck, no. No, no, no.
We see y'all are not.
This nigga said, you don't want to fuck my wife? That's cool, bro. Bro, that shit was wild, bro. That shit was funny as shit, man. Very uncomfortable. He said the whole scene, even after that, Love's always fucking everything up. They're about to have sex. Love notices that Joe is thinking about having sex with somebody else. Okay, instead of just handling that shit, they go downstairs and yelling, you made me kill her!
They were like, shh, maybe they didn't hear. Bitch, this bitch was screaming in the fucking house. At the top of your lung,
you made me kill
this
her.
This bitch is screaming.
There's not that many things that that could mean.
I was like, Joe was like, once again.
Yeah.
Bitch, are you serious?
That would be fucking sick,
and
bro.
She had, and what did she say in the bedroom?
Go.
Bro, no, that shit was hilarious. She was like, she's lying if she starts scratching her elbow.
Yeah, the slow mo scene. That was crazy, man. Bro. I love it.
Yeah, no.
If Joe scares on you, it's okay.
Yeah, that shit was intense. I said,
stop Connaughton. I'm getting so mad at Connaughton.
What's Connaughton?
He's
doing?
A certified baller, bro. What's
the numbers right now?
Man, he's like, he's averaging a good 13 points. I know it's random, but every time I see Connaughton is getting buckets. Mm.
That Bucks team isn't bad, bro.
Tell me the Bucks. Speaking of the NBA, I guess we're on that
topic. Yeah, I guess we should tell them.
The fucking Heat are looking kind of scary. Is that fucking predicted? Hey, man, Tyler Hero heard you niggas. I wasn't one of the niggas that said he didn't belong in that list of names that he said. I never said that. Okay, yeah, I did. I said he didn't belong. I really didn't think he belonged. He shut me the fuck up.
He's been balling.
He's been hooping, bro. Like,
I've seen that nigga put in 2 buzzer beaters this week alone.
Like, you know, Tyler Hero is like serious, man. Like, can he sustain it for the whole season? Yeah, they Dallas isn't that great of a team. It's really just Luka.
Yeah.
They need somebody to replace Porzingis.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
We've talked about. I think me and you have talked about.
Yeah, he'll thrive somewhere else.
Maybe.
That's fair to say.
Maybe. You know, I'm all for guys getting a fresh start. Like, yeah, he might thrive somewhere else, but like, I mean, like, my main grievance with Porzingis is stop fucking taking 30 footers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's like one of the biggest things. Like, I get, like, you know, you're not that big, but you're still 7'3", so you can bang down low and get some easy turnaround shots and some rebounds.
Scared to get injured again.
I mean, I can feel that, but at the same time, bro, you're fucking 7'3".
Yeah.
So it's like
he's 7'3".
He's 7'3".
There's no way.
He's like, stop taking 30 footers. Like, this is the one time where I'm going to echo Shaq. Stop fucking shooting. Well, I mean, I echo Shaq a lot, but like, no, like, bro, stop fucking shooting. You don't need to take 30 footers. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
Trust me.
You're not that guy. It's okay.
You're not that guy, no. You're not that guy.
It's okay. You know, it's cool. Just, you know, go down low, you know, get some easy turnarounds, pick and pops, you know, some short rolls.
No, you can't shoot at all, but like...
Yeah, it's not that you can't shoot, but that shouldn't be like your go-to thing.
Yeah, you should
like,
be.
You should be able to do other things.
You should do what you've been doing on the Knicks. When he was on the Knicks, he seemed a lot more aggressive. But anyway, things change. What were we talking about? Let's just give a shout out to the Braves right quick. Holy shit, Atlanta Braves won the fucking World Series.
World champions, Braves. Bitch. You see the hat?
Home of the Braves.
I'm saying.
I have seen nothing but Braves. Damn, the Walk Star is eating. Yeah, I ain't seen nothing but Brave hats today.
Yeah, I mean, and hey, they.
Shut up.
They actually helped me to appreciate baseball as a sport. More. I didn't give a shit about baseball. I didn't appreciate the art of it, but it is really an interesting chess match, only in postseason. You won't catch me
but
the regular season. Postseason baseball is lit.
I don't care until August.
I'm saying, like, you can't tell me.
I can only watch high stress, high stakes baseball. I don't care until August. Like,
right. What do you think, Ron? He's like, you don't give a shit?
I don't. I'm not going to lie. So.
It's like, yeah, I tell you what, if y'all are high one day and you catch, like, one of those postseason baseball games, you're going to be like, oh shit, this is cool because, bro, like,
I feel like I can watch any high intensity sport as far as, like, when it comes to, you know, playoffs or, you know, the best of the best competing. Because mm-hmm. I feel like anyone just likes to watch the best of the best competing. Mm-hmm. But I'm good on baseball.
See, like I said, I can't watch till August. Like, I'm not watching 162 games.
I can't.
I'm not 40, 50. Sure. Yeah, it starts in March. Mm-hmm. Or something like, I think spring training starts in March. Like, I can't watch 162 games.
40-50 is a lot of games.
That's a lot.
Yeah, for real. It is, but
and nine innings is a lot. Why don't they cut it down to 6?
It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be as interesting. Like,
But no, like the 40-50 game, especially like this year for the Braves. Braves was their playoff push. Like, yeah, I don't know what happened there. I have no idea how that got there. That was their playoff push. Like over their last 70 games, I think they went something like 47-23 or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that adds up to 70, but it, you know, they had a really good record over their last 70 games. They weren't above 500 until like midway through the season.
Wow.
So, you know, this was not a team that people picked to win at all. For a long time, it didn't look like they were making the playoffs or winning their division.
The World Series for them was when they played the Dodgers. I think so. Because I had a feeling if they beat the Dodgers, they were going to win it all. Because I don't know Houston like that. And I didn't know
Houston like that. I knew Houston could generate runs. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, the Dodgers and the Giants were the best teams in baseball. From the last 2 months that I watched.
Yeah. Okay.
The San Francisco Giants won something like 106 games. The Dodgers won 105. Like, they were
There was some Houston property owner who's well-known, famous. He bet 30...
Travis Scott?
No, it's like some white owner. He's kind of older, seniorish. He bet $36 million that Houston would win. I don't know what he said. Like, he just said he put 36.
Damn.
He had his business was flourishing. It was
is it like a class action lawsuit type of bet, or can like
you what?
Can like can any
look
Brave,
it up?
Can any Braves fan just kind of like hop in this and be like, hey man, I told you. Like, I'm just
of course yes you what? Yes because yes. It was on the news and they interviewed the nigga. They interviewed the guy and then he was like. And he was this old dude. He said, yeah.
Oh, I think it was $3.5 million.
Oh, $3.5 million.
Mattress
okay.
Mac.
There
oh,
yes.
This nigga is into money laundering. I know he got that
Mattress
shit.
Mattress Mac. Oh, no.
Exactly.
A Houston furniture salesman. Bro.
Oh, yeah. Money laundering. Hold on, that's a front.
That's
a front.
That's absolutely a front, bro.
That's a front.
That is absolutely a front. Mm-mm. Attempting to mitigate millions of dollars in potential refunds from a promotion placed one of the largest bets ever taken by a U.S. bookmaker on Tuesday. At Mississippi Sportsbook. Look, I don't know how gambling works in sports. Yeah. I don't know how it is in Texas as a state. But, I mean, yeah, you can't gamble in Mississippi.
3.6.
He bet 3.5 on the Astros to win the World Series at plus 220 odds. The wager would pay a net of $7.7 million if the Astros won.
So now he just lost $3.6 million, right?
Yeah.
Or worse. Okay.
He wired the money to the Scarlet Pearl on Monday and flew from Houston to Biloxi.
Oh,
he said Tuesday that the betting slip was in his pocket and joked that he'd probably keep it in his wallet, which is secured by a bunch of rubber bands.
He's swimming in tears.
He was in New Jersey on Thursday, last Thursday, so this was last week. He bet $1.5 million again.
Who do y'all have?
The wager would...
Versus 3 billion SpongeBobs.
What?
Trending right now. 3 billion SpongeBob versus...
30 billion.
30 billion
SpongeBob. 30 billion SpongeBob?
Wait, did it start as a thread where they said every time you do something, it's going to...
No,
it just says...
Type 30 billion SpongeBob versus...
And let your computer, your keyboard finish the sentence.
30 billion
SpongeBob. 30 billion
SpongeBob. Five SpongeBob will win.
I am losing.
30 billion?
30 billion SpongeBob.
Actually, you know what?
You know how much absorption that is?
That is a lot of absorption.
You can do this. The only way to do this
is that juice
is with Mr. Mises. It's a never-ending battle.
Yeah.
Mr. Mises is what?
Mr. Mises. 30 billion
SpongeBob? Mr. Mises will just keep calling other Mr. Mises.
Chug to that.
And none of them will die until the SpongeBob. SpongeBob's are dead.
I feel like one laugh alone can kill, like...
One laugh just went, bro, like, that's everybody.
Especially today's SpongeBob.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is gross.
Goodness.
Or Naruto and the Shadow Clone Jutsu. Maybe, you know, you might buy it.
Man, Naruto loses all the time.
You might buy a couple more minutes.
Yeah, but as far as it goes with baseball, it's just boring to me, man. Even like,
now the question: which one's worse, football or baseball? To you?
Oh, baseball easily. I don't have a problem with. I love the reason I have stopped watching the NFL, watching football, is not because I have a problem.
You said that to get on my nerves, bro.
No, I watch college football.
But he actually said the otherwise. Actually, football's worse.
Like when football season, yeah, because like when football season starts, it's the time that I actually watch baseball and tie stakes, and then after that is basketball.
Dude, football's way more. So my issue with
I watched the Braves playoffs game over one Sunday night game or something like that. Like I just don't feel like it.
I don't even enjoy playing baseball games. Like, see, this, so this is the thing.
I enjoy playing baseball.
I was more so talking about, like, video games, but also in person. It all just takes too long for me. It all takes too long. So, football, the thing, because I was actually explaining this to Shalani, I think, or somebody recently. I was like, my thing with baseball is, like I said, it takes too long. It just takes too fucking long. Mm-hmm. I don't know, football, my problem with football is not even just like, it's literally that. Like the sport of football is so methodical. Like, because basketball, of course, it's a lot just more.
Right, when you boil the balls down to it, it's the skill of the players.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's also like the thing, but the methodical nature of football, I can say, like, if they made an NFL 2K, I'd probably play NFL 2K more than NBA 2K.
I can't wait for that day. We will be 30-something.
Yeah, it's going to come back. It is going to come back. NFL 2K was way more fun than Madden was. But then, of course, Madden bought the rights and everything. But, like
it's not even close.
No.
I'm saying. And it all starts, FIFA had cut its ties with the EA license. Mm-hmm. Next has to be NFL, bro.
Because Madden's only been going downhill.
NFL's not going to cut their ties with EA. It's just that the licensing opens, I think, in like 2023 anyway.
Mm-hmm. And EA's going to try to reenact and get this shit back, but I hope
they give it. They NFL. Give something to 2K because, like,
yeah, man,
they made a better game. They legit made better.
NFL. Even think it was NFL. It was like football. 2K8 is still a great.
Did
game.
Did you play all pro football 2K?
Yeah, and you couldn't play as actual game, teams. Bro. That game is fucking amazing.
It was fake teams, but with the Hot Real Hall of Famers, the whole physics system was still lit. Mm-hmm. It's just something about 2K's physics and stuff.
I could go. I'm not even gonna lie. To this day, if I found a Dreamcast with NFL 2K2 on it, I play the shit out that shit. It literally, like you said, the physics of it, it's just so much more fun, bro. But, like, I used to love, even, like playing, like I said, NFL. So, the last time I played NFL 2K, it was quite literally in 2015 or 16. Oof. I was staying at my grandmother's house, and I found the Dreamcast, and I was like, oh, no, like, I just gotta play this shit. So I went through and I made some, because it's so interesting, like playing an NFL game that's like that has rosters from 2000. Look at this shit. Amazing, bro. Disgusting. Oh,
God, ridiculous.
It's so crazy playing an NFL game with rosters from 2002, 2003 with Randy Moss and Michael Vick before all the scandal. Ooh, shit. Like, yeah, it's just still fucking fun. But like, I would literally be like, no, like, I just have such an appreciation for this fucking game between like the concept of like. The management of the clock and shit, like having to like the gamble of what I'm gonna do between like going for it on fourth down or going for it on like this down, like all that different like strategy shit is crazy. With even like, I would love coming down the field to be like, all right, cool, I got the ball back, I got like 30 seconds. Can I do it? Technically, yeah. If I can advance the ball from this point to this point, then I can do this in this way. And then even going for all that shit, all the gambles and type of, I love that shit. I just, where is it?
Them crackers.
Yeah, I just don't fuck with that shit. Like, as far as it goes with like the NFL and like real life. Yeah, MLB, I don't like.
I say MLB is slightly worse in the city of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get you started if we can keep this at a reasonable length of discussion. Atlanta Braves, they have overcome a 21-year drought.
Mm-hmm. 26.
20, yeah, oh shit, I can't count. Yeah, 26-year drought of lack of World Series wins. Mm-hmm. Now that they've won, they also got to deal with the segregation that they've caused. When it comes to fan base, when they moved from Atlanta to Cobb County, whatever, they probably knew what they were doing when,
they,
you know,
they casted out
the black fan base, because you see primarily it is white fan base that appreciates race. So there was an article.
It was always like that.
It was always like that.
The money, the funding, the new environment.
It was always like that. It's not. No, like, no, they absolutely moved because they said they wanted to be closer to their clientele. They absolutely moved because they wanted to be closer to the white people. But it was always like that.
Yeah.
White people leave work. Baseball games are played at 1 in the afternoon on a fucking Tuesday. White people will leave work, go to a baseball game, and then just that, like, that's the end of the day because it's not going to be over till fucking 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's, like, their day. So, like, yeah, no, that's not new.
And they go, they really
do, I feel like it has resurfaced.
They really do go there to get drunk. Suppressed in a
way. The fam, well, I mean, like,
they were failing.
The Black Braves fans were still there. They weren't failing. They 4-time division winners. We've made the playoffs, I think, 9 straight years. The Black fan base was still there. It was more so the same Black fan base. To be honest with you, the main reason why I don't go to many games at the Battery is because parking is atrocious and the traffic is just like fucking awful.
Yeah, it is.
Say what you want about Atlanta police, but when it comes to traffic, yo, they handle that shit. Because the fucking cop police, first off, they have fucking firefighters and EMT people out there directing people how to cross with a crosswalk. I feel as if that's natural selection. You learn that in fucking kindergarten, bro. If you can't cross with a crosswalk, that's your ass. That's not my problem. And if you have a crosswalk and you have people crossing, then alleviate the traffic on fucking Cobb Parkway. I should not have sat there for 50 fucking minutes after a Braves game when I didn't even go to the fucking game. I was just trying to get to the Battery. But I'm going to keep it at a reasonable length. I'm not going to go off on, you know, the traffic.
That alone.
Crack perpetuate. But, you know, no, like they were.
You said forget about it.
Aaron Rodgers getting the vaccine, yeah. But no, I mean,
oh,
like,
man, yeah, the Braves were still there. Damn, I saw that earlier today. Poor A-Rod.
Poor A-Rod? No, nigga, get vaccinated.
Which I was surprised to see that he was unvaccinated. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, okay, A-Rod, he better not be complaining too hard because you kind of, yeah.
He did this to himself.
He did this to himself.
Why are people in the fuck you, Toby?
But he did. If he's asymptomatic in the next 10 to 15 days, he should be good. He will miss the very important Chiefs game that is upcoming, which I would have loved to see him play in. But sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have watched that game.
Wouldn't have?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have made
it. You know, Do you have an opinion on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? I mean,
their defense sucks from what I've seen. And
like, did you care for when they were on their run last 2 years of like awesome?
Oh no, like it was fun. Like Patrick Mahomes was fun. Patrick Mahomes made football exciting.
Mm-hmm.
He really was kind of like the Steph Curry of football.
Good way to put it. I was just thinking of it.
He made football exciting. Like I hadn't been. Lamar Jackson makes football exciting too.
Nothing else. Oh my God.
I love Twitter so fucking much, bro. Nothing else. Twitter is the greatest. No, like they made football like entertaining in a way that I haven't been entertained watching football since Michael Vick. Like when the Falcons were good, it was cool because like the Falcons were good, but there was like no player that it was just like super exciting. I mean, yeah, like Julio, but for the past 4 years, Julio's
digressed.
Out, or he's always been doubled because there's nobody else to throw to.
Yeah. So I mean, the lifespan of a wide receiver is...
Yeah, so it's like, you know... Tough,
especially for someone like him.
Which is why, like, I don't watch football. Which, like, kind of to Mako's point, why I found, like, as you said, the appreciation of baseball. Mm-hmm. A lot of football games end in a blowout. I can watch a blowout in baseball because it's like, okay, can this pitcher keep pitching a shutout? How many strikeouts can he get? How well can he keep pitching deep into the game? Yeah, I saw that earlier today, too. We're going to leave that out because we actually have to address this because this was one of our topics.
Leave Smith alone.
Smith family. Please. Leave us out of your business.
This is OD.
We do not need y'all to be this open. Okay.
This is OD.
I needed this to do.
You guys, this just in. Will Smith claims he contemplated killing his father.
There needs to be privacy in our daily lives. And I think the Smith family should practice this.
They were doing good at that until 2000 what? 12?
I don't know. 15? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I know too much. I didn't need to know this. That scene with his father and Fresh Prince is gonna hit different now. For a completely different reason.
I need a drink. I didn't need him then. I would need him.
It's gonna hit different. Like I need them to practice like tears, secrecy.
I need
them to practice secrecy. Yo. I didn't need to know this.
Today I thought about killing you.
Premeditated.
Wow, oh my god.
And I love me way more than I
little
love
little
you.
Little me way more than I love you. Alright, man. So, towards the end of the week. Of course.
It wasn't even towards the end of the week, bro. It was literally right before we recorded.
Oh my god. Jada. Yes, it was.
Jada came
I
want
to say, okay, so are we about to drill Jada?
No, okay.
Not for this specific thing that she said was taken out of context.
It was.
Thank God. Yeah. People do not read.
Yeah, right. Niggas don't read. Which, also,
I was here for the joke.
With this, we probably should read. We probably should read this.
I will say,
yes.
When this did drop, I said to myself before I even read the article, which it took me maybe like 3 days to actually like read it. But I stopped and I was like,
what is it?
It's the juice.
It's the juice from the party? Yeah, let me get some.
Yeah.
I don't need that much, but yeah. That's cool.
I was like,
I still got a drive-through click. So, you know, just to make sure.
I was like,
our fucking sheriff got caught up on civil rights charges and he's black. I don't know how that works. Oh, I ain't trying to get caught up.
Oh, no.
I ain't trying to get caught up. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of shit about him.
He's a demon.
Oh, yeah. Victor Hill's terrible.
Yeah. But
shout out to Sheriff Victor.
I remember last week when this shit dropped, I said to myself, I was like, I'll probably need to read this article, but the jokes are a lot more funny, so I'm just going to go.
That's literally what I did. I saw someone literally posted a synopsis of what was really said, and I was like,
I don't know, bro.
Oh my god.
Ever since that shit happened with August Alsina, ever since entanglement, I don't know, man. I've literally been like, why is this information being like let known to us, even in that like that interview when like him and Jada and Will are sitting down, bad like where we have that life. We have that meme of him looking like he's about to cry.
Bro, Will looked like he wanted to end it.
Bad what for life?
Yeah, they said at the end of that episode, bad marriage for life.
Damn.
In terms of like, you know, the Bad Boys reference.
Jesus.
You know, that Jada and that Will love bar
did not age
awfully.
Jesus. Did not age good at all.
Yeah, that aged awfully.
Yeah, not well at all.
Horrendously.
Bad.
Yeah. The fact that Future, what did the Future say?
I'd rather hang with Jada.
Than Will, respectfully.
Respectfully.
Oh, yeah. What?
Nvidius was corny for that, though. Not for what he said. What he said was hilarious.
Hall of Fame diamond.
But apparently he has merch for it, and that's corny.
Look, man, I'm sorry to say it, Toby, but Scorpio might be the corniest sign. Not all of
that's y'all. Cap.
It's not cap.
That's cap.
I don't think it's cap.
That's absolutely cap.
I don't think it's cap.
All right, it's Drake and Future. That's it.
I've met a lot of corny Scorpios.
That's it.
Every
Scorpio that I know.
We used to have a mutual friend.
We still have a mutual friend. I'm just hating.
I just don't like that nigga, so he's not.
As I say, you're just hating.
But that nigga corny too, man. I can't say every Scorpio. It's rare. More often than not. I don't know, man.
That's cap.
You got the two most... Nvidius and Drake are like two of the most powerful Scorpios.
They're exceptions to the rule.
They're the most powerful ones.
They're exceptions to the rule. They're not the most powerful.
They're strong as shit. Who would put more powerful Scorpio than them two?
Me, nigga.
Right now.
Hey!
It is one out of three. It's still the
McGee. So? I'm that powerful.
where is it?
No,
not that.
Please, not that one again.
I'm looking.
Me and SZA gonna hold it down.
But SZA's not corny. But it's normally only Scorpio women. Scorpio women are like They're just different.
Scorpio women are actually worse.
Cornier?
No, not in terms of corny. They're a lot more manipulative.
They are. They're
way more manipulative.
Evil motherfuckers.
But in fact, like, most of the Scorpio, I mean, yeah, like our mutual friend, I see it, but I'm a ride because, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I gotta rep the set. Nobody else will. But like, no, like, majority of the Scorpio women that I know are like way worse than the Scorpio.
They love that messy shit.
Yeah, way like worse. Yes. Yeah, I just mean as far as corny though, because I think between
Yeah, Scorpio niggas are way cornier than like Scorpio women. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's facts.
Because I think like every sign has that. Like, I don't know, men and women between signs, like even male and female Leos, they act very much different. Male Leos are actually a lot more low energy than female Leos that I meet most times. Female Leos be like loud and they be like, I'm here. What the fuck is up? Male Leos literally be like male lions. They just be like, you know, maybe chilling. Until you get them amped up and then they be like loud and like rambunctious as shit. But for the most part, they just be like chilling in the cut.
Male Leos and male Scorpios is a dangerous combination because we egg each other on.
Yeah. Evil. Like Thug and Future.
Yes.
Yeah. Thug flexes jeans in the middle of
I'm just really sorry for what I did. Gotta get you were all the way down to the shoes, bro. My gosh.
Yo, Thugger
is my hero.
Thug is a hero. He's an American hero, bro.
Thug what? Is my hero, bro.
Hey. All I knew I wasn't gonna be gay.
Slightly unrelated, but kind of related. Did you guys know that PJ Washington's name was Paul Germain?
Paul Germain?
Yeah, like I watched a clip.
Oh, as a first name?
I guess. I watched a clip of Brittany Reiner with DJ Academics. Mm-hmm. And you got to be down bad for Academics to grill you. For one, but she said her son's name is Paul Germain Washington Jr.
Mm. That's a lot.
Bro, the third, I think.
And you get this. Oh my God.
And I was taken aback because I was just like, damn, bro. That's bad. That's just bad.
Hey. Not again.
Oh, damn. I think my boy went to the Isaiah Rashad concert. I gotta ask him how that went. Even though we're going this fucking Saturday.
Shout out to Zaywap. Hopefully my fucking merch comes.
Is it called The House Friday. Is Burning Tour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. I'm pretty sure he's going to go back to some classics. Obviously.
Oh, he's got he doesn't do that. Yeah, I've already seen niggas bumping Heavenly Father, which is so crazy to me because that's such a sad, depressing song to see niggas like in the crowd like, now everybody telling me not. And niggas jumping around in the crowd.
Concerts are weird, man. It's the energy. The energy is different.
Everybody's mosh pitting. Yeah. Everybody's in a mosh pit to a song about suicide. Amazing. No, daddy, why you call me when you drunk? Niggas jumping around. That's amazing. Oh my God.
That should have been.
That's not a carry.
Anyway, yeah, the Charlotte is going at it with Golden State, y'all.
What else were we talking about?
Oh, did we get through the Jada thing? Is there any more talking
about that? Oh, I mean, like, yeah, we didn't fully address.
Jada
was taken out of context.
I also don't want all their information.
I don't need to know anything else.
Anything at all, yeah.
TMI, definitely.
Y'all just need to kind of, like, shut up.
A little bit, yeah.
Is that you effect of, like... Literally, I remember while I was watching you, and halfway there were just points in time. So I just turned over, look at my girlfriend while she was sleeping, and be like,
"What in the?"
I swear to God, if you ever do this shit, I swear to God.
Oh no!
Just angry.
You gotta do it like you.
She wake up, be like, "Why are you looking at me like that?" You trifling.
You know you ain't right.
She's looking at me. She wake up out of sleep. You know what you did. You know what you did.
It's like when your girl wake up from a dream that you cheated on her. And she mad.
Just trifling. Oh my God, so many of them arguments that Joe and Love had, I'd be like, yeah, I feel like I'd be having these arguments in just a different frame. Of course, it's not about killing a nigga or no shit sometimes. Like, it'd be like totally different shit, but that's like I said, that moment when Joe is like, What are we supposed to do? She killed herself with a fucking axe. Like, that's, I felt that shit so fucking hilarious,
bro. I felt that shit in my core. Oh, she killed herself. He's like, with an axe.
Like, what are you talking about?
I was so mad. Like, I understood. I was like, bro, I have, like,
what are you talking about?
That brought me. I remember. Yes. And it's not even from a relationship. I remember, because I work in IT, I remember I asked this lady, it was over email. And, like, the issues we had two different links to get to the website. So, the issue that we had arose, and I know what issue was based on which link you used. But in order to ask the question, I would verify what link you used. So, I said, did you use the internal or
external?
Or the external link? This bitch said, yes. I lost my... I didn't respond to... I sent that email at 9 in the morning. I got it back at, like, 9:30. I didn't respond till 4. I had to calm down. I was mad. All day. So when Joe said that, I felt it. Like, I felt firsthand. Damn. I understood how he felt. I was like, yeah, I feel you, Joe. I'm there. We're here, man. It's like, I get it.
It's quite literally like, what are you talking about, bro? What the fuck
are you talking about? That doesn't even make sense.
Where did you, like...
How did you even get to that?
I've had many moments.
What was
moments.
The process? What was your thought process?
What was the thought process? I'm so happy Shalani's just like a genius too, man. Like, because I've had previous relationships where it'd be shit just as simple as, like, I'm trying to think of a scenario I might wait. Like, stuff just as simple as, like, okay, I can't even give an example. Shalani does stuff that's so great. That's not it. I can't even say that it's great. I'm just not used to shit. Just as simple as, like, she also uses my PlayStation to watch TV sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, like, but she's also figured out, oh, this is the type of cord that connects the remote to the PlayStation. So when the battery's dead, this is the type of fucking cord that I need to go find without me having to explain it to her. There have been previous relationships. I can come in the house. My girlfriend might be mad at me. I can't use the PlayStation because the controller's dead. Did you like look to see like if you could plug this into this? Well, how was I supposed to know that? Did you try? did you make an attempt?
Hey, man.
Did you literally? Did you see me? You see my controller die. You see me plug this up to the PlayStation before.
I'm gonna take a guess and thinking.
Jesus.
Did you attempt? Like I said, those little moments.
Did you even
like,
try?
Do you have life experience at this point?
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh my gosh.
Do you even charge your phone?
Yeah, listen, same. Right. I don't know. Same kind of, I'd be like, bro, we're living in the 21st century. There's only so many things that you can fucking do.
Right.
I don't fucking know, man.
Did you attempt to take the back off and see if there were batteries? Like, what was your troubleshooting method?
Yeah. There don't be none. That literally be like, what are you talking about? Like, so even certain questions I'd be getting asked, I'd be like, yo, what? Once again, simple question. Did you try? Like, you have a phone just like I have a phone. Like, you can Google anything. Everything's on YouTube. Like,
everything.
Some of the worst shit's on YouTube. Most times when I need any, even if it's something as simple as me using Photoshop, first place I go to 90% of the time is YouTube. All the answers are there. But
I'll probably Google it first, and then it'll just take me to YouTube. It was just like, hey, you know what?
You need video instructions?
Yeah, like,
right. You appreciate Google because they'll even have. Not only do they show you the video that'll help you, they even tell you the set clip and
duration.
I'll literally
go to Google for that reason. Like, mm-hmm. I probably won't put this search right into YouTube, but Google will figure it out.
It's less time-consuming now to research.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's literally right there.
I'm not even going to cap. Even though it'd be aggravating sometimes with me thinking, yeah, Google and YouTube would have all my information. At least they're doing something with it.
Hey, bro, this shit is convenient.
That shit convenient as fuck. This is what I always wanted the future to be, bro. It is like it's the little thing. It's the little thing. Like you said, that little video shit that you're talking about. Where like the they know. Okay, if I like, how do I crop this video? I've had that moment. How do I crop this video in this program? Literally looks it up. Yeah. So in this like 15 seconds, it'll show you exactly what to fucking do. You don't even have to skim. Amazing quality of life. Speaking of YouTube, that's where you can find us at. Videos are being uploaded to YouTube now, and I'm going to.
Why do I look like Derrick Henry? You know what?
Why Draymond Green be looking like that?
Who the
Why does that look like Derrick Henry? Shit. He's not big enough. Yeah. But.
Are they trying to figure out if this is a foul?
Clear pass foul. Oh. It's close. Just let if he's a step ahead of him, it's a clear long. Path. Just let it be. If Derrick Henry was a bodyguard, you know what? I wouldn't even try. Wouldn't even try.
Don't. Derrick Henry. And then it's worse if you see his workout videos. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Bro, he uses actual teammates as stiff-arming dummies. Like, at a certain point, bro, I'd just be like, you know what? Cut me. Yeah. I'm not going through this at practice.
Not if they pay you what?
It's not worth it.
$200 an hour. It's not
worth it. NFL salary is not worth it. I mean, like, yes, like, everybody in the NFL is a millionaire, but it's still not worth it.
Not everyone's a millionaire.
I think the lowest... Like no, I'm thinking of basketball.
You got 400K.
Yeah, no, the lowest.
You're lucky to be on that sideline with your team if you're a fourth stringer.
The lowest contract you can get in basketball is 925, I think, or 975. Or 806, something. But yeah, no. Football doesn't pay enough.
But shout outs to all the fire signs, man.
Shout out to all
we will lead signs. Everyone into...
Especially the water moon. The next life. Because
water fire signs will lead everybody into the water moon.
Water moons go through.
Yeah, also shout out to the water moons.
Help.
Yeah. Please. Water moons be like, I'd be 50-50. I mean, y'all got the emotional power, but that shit come with the toll of it being sad. Like, how they could just be so sad?
Water sun and a water moon, bro. I mean, a water rising and a water moon, bro.
No, your sun's a moon. Your sun's a water, too.
Suicide every 3 months.
just off GP, right?
Right. Like, minorest of inconveniences, I'm ready to send this shit.
Yeah, no.
Delete the file.
Pray for the water moons. Fire signs, man.
Shout out all the air signs.
This is what we call effective communication.
Yes, that is what they call effective communication.
If you plan on eating pussy, then yeah. If not, no. See?
Active. Effective communication.
Effective!
Constructive.
Let's just get to the point, bro. What the fuck going? See? I don't really fuck with all that beating around the bush shit. What the fuck we doing? You're very straight up.
To the point.
You don't have to check. You don't have to check Spotify. You're the most played this year. Ah, ha, ha. We love y'all,
that
man.
Does not apply to me. I did not apply to anybody. Jokes on you. I did get ghosted a couple times though, so maybe she's right.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations. All right, but for the third time, we're gonna fourth time, fucking, we're gonna sign off. You know the fucking vibes. I don't really have anything prepared. Go Braves. Shout out to the Braves. The curse isn't over, but, you know.
The curse has not been lifted.
Shout out to the Braves.
When will it be?
Actually, you know, no, I'm glad you asked that, because I'm going to get into it. The curse is not over.
Soccer and baseball won.
Because check, of... Check. No.
That's shit. Two. Major sports, Atlanta. No,
shit. Oh, I forgot my life. Crackers. Won't, you know, or the relationship with to the soccer and baseball teams is why
is a lot
the
different.
Curse yes. isn't
it's
over.
A lot
that,
different.
The Falcons and the Hawks lean into the blackness of Atlanta way more than
indeed.
The Braves do.
The Braves indeed. Didn't win until they left Atlanta. And the,
that's fact, but even still, they were always into the whiteness. Like, my conspiracy theory for the curse is Atlanta is the birthplace of the civil rights. And because of that, we will not win in these white man sports. It's why we lost to Tom Brady in the Great White Hope. It's why Dominique could never get past Larry Legend in the 80s. You know, the Braves, like I said, man, they went up against Houston. There's, you know, Houston's not really like, you know, Houston's also kind of like pretty black. And like if we played
the
Red Sox,
they've been taking L's this year.
And they've been playing. If we played the Red Sox, yeah, we would have lost. We would have blew that 3-1 lead. Definitely would have happened because Boston, I don't know how true this is, but I'm going to hold on to it until somebody fact checks me. The median income for black people in Boston at least one point was like $8. So, you know, it's fucking Boston. Mm-hmm. But that's why the curse isn't lifted. The curse will be lifted if the Hawks or the Falcons win, and the Falcons aren't winning shit anytime soon. Somebody said move them to Dunwoody, and I was like, it's worth a shot. I mean, like,
who's driving to Dunwoody to watch the fucking Falcons play?
Bro, I watched the Falcons game. I watched the Falcons game in the heart of Atlanta this Sunday. I mean, granted, it was against the Panthers, who also fucking suck. but there was nobody there. So, like, niggas aren't driving to Atlanta to see the Falcons.
But I think they're definitely not driving to Dunwoody to see the Falcons. I feel like if nobody's driving right now to see the Falcons play in Atlanta, it's probably because they suck. Do they suck this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They have not won a home game.
That would be
and the only home game they haven't won a home game.
Was it fucking London? Yeah, because they did count that as a home game for us. Yeah, we won. Which is stupid, because you added an extra game. Like, the NFL just does stupid shit. First off, you added an extra game. That could have been just another away game for both teams. Mm-hmm. But also, the extra game that you added, you just play some random interconference team. You should have made, like, basketball last year, they did these mini baseball-style series where you would play a team twice back-to-back. Baseball has the baseball series where you play a team three or four times, mm-hmm. and then you go on to another team. Football could have done that, like, interconference and made it to where it was like, okay, you know you have your division rival. And then given recent, like, playoff seeding and success, you may have an interconference rival or another conference rival outside of your division, right? Make that 17th game interconference rival between teams that are close. Like, have, like, the San Francisco 49ers play the Raiders, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not that far, San Francisco to Las Vegas. Right. It would get dicey because of the way the teams are spread out, but you would have stuff like that where it's like, oh, something that's basically within driving distance for fan bases, where it's like, okay, cool, I can drive. Have us play fucking, like, I think we do play Jacksonville, mm-hmm. but, like, have us play Jacksonville. Jacksonville's, like, 5 hours from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So you could drive to that game, and that be your game, like, every year. That builds up a rivalry. It builds up ratings. It builds up fan interest. I mean, I don't have a fucking marketing degree, but NFL, if you want to holler at me, you know, you can't just have this plan. Yeah. I said it. It's time stamped. It's recorded. Mm-hmm. I want the check, bitch. Feel me? But as we said,
bring me my money.
Oh, yeah. Bring me my money. I need some fucking money, nigga. Fuck, I'm gonna do with $200.
Why is nigga so huge?
But for the sixth fucking time, we're signing off.
We're signing out,
for
guys.
For real, this time.
Catch us on YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter.
You know the fucking vibes. Instagram.com/
All that shit.
@sharkstream. Twitter.com/@sharkstream. Twitch.tv/Zaxerton. Twitch.tv/RonSoWell.
Walkstars, we up.
Twitch.tv/MakoTM. Raw, Twitter, and Tweety coming soon.
And we're going to get that shit right by next week. I'm done saying. I'm done hearing that. I'm so done hearing that. Just to throw that out.
We got
to
get it right.
It's going to remind you.
We're going to stream on Twitch. I'm going to get the shit right, bro.
I'm going to get back into streaming sometime this week.
Yes, same.
By the time this... Well, no. Actually, you know what? I'm giving myself an extra week because this episode will come out later than recording. And it's already Wednesday and I'm probably not streaming this week.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm probably be streaming this week. Mm-hmm. I'm streaming. Coming off a good week. Came from Orlando, went to Disney. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Universal Studios.
Universal's better, it's fucking lit.
We're streaming. Halloween was lit.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna get into these Twitter spaces. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, we gonna engage TikTok.
Before
we got all that
2022.
Shit. Facts.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, we fucking love y'all.
Thank you.
Links in the bio.
Fuck it up, y'all.
And stars.
Walk stars.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Stop Asian hate. Free Palestine. Yes. Black Lives Matter.
Y'all know the vibes.
Please get vaccinated. Go Braves.
The parade is this Friday. Whoever cares.
The parade.
Two-part.
By the time this episode comes out, the parade will have happened. So fuck you, niggas. If you weren't there, you weren't there.
Peace.